KRFF reminds its listeners at the top of every hour that Native people in the interior have a new voice.
Dayenta, you're listening to 89.1 KRFF Fairbanks.
The station was launched last November by the Athabascan Fiddlers Association. Ann Fears is the association's general manager, and she's the driving force behind KRFF. Fears says the station provides information and entertainment about Native people, but she says KRFF also hopes to offer something of interest to everyone.
It's a culturally focused radio station, but it should be for the purpose of serving the whole interior, all the people, all the listeners.
KRFF's signal reaches as far as Nenana to the west and Delta Junction to the east. It'll go worldwide when the station sets up web streaming, which Fears says should happen soon. KRFF mostly airs Native Voice One programming from Anchorage-based Koahnic Broadcast Corporation. But Fears says KRFF is developing more local programming, like the morning show that debuted in February, including, they hope, a regular call-in feature with news and information about rural Alaskans.
They have a lot of stories to tell. They would be telling their story, and we would all be learning from the Alaska Native people and people of the interior.
Fears says KRFF also hopes to expand its entertainment offerings, like its live music broadcasts by local performers, including, of course, the Athabascan Fiddlers. The Fiddlers Association supports KRFF largely through gaming revenues. The station got its Federal Communications Commission license from another local group that wasn't able to secure a source of funding. That's Fairbanks Open Radio. Flynn Luddington is a member of the group. She says Fairbanks Open Radio members were disappointed that their initial venture fell short, but she says the outcome benefited the group's mission of expanding local radio programming. And she says her organization and the Fiddlers Association share many of the same goals.
Our missions definitely overlapped. Our ideas for programming overlap.
Luddington says Fairbanks Open Radio has now regrouped, and in January it secured a new FCC license to operate a low-power FM station, KWRK. The station's signal will reach a four-mile radius that'll cover most of Fairbanks and beyond when its signal goes online. Luddington says KWRK's community radio model is based on a growing national movement that's arisen in recent years in response to the trend of multimedia corporations buying up radio stations and using mostly syndicated programming, which is cheaper than local programming.
We'll be able to produce some experimental, very locally based, locally produced programming, including, you know, the underrepresented population, the people that may not be able to participate in radio.
Luddington says that includes military personnel and family members, youths, gays, prison inmates, and ex-cons. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.